KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
ABC News checks your world next, and then...
A major ruling in the fight for $30 car tabs. I'm Jeff Pogula with the latest from a King County judge.
Plus...
A statistics professor says the FAA's estimates on max crash probability were too low. I'm Charlie Harder with the story.
Shane Cobain checks your drive. Shannon with your weekend forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The House Judiciary Committee sent two articles of impeachment to the full Senate for it to vote on next, for it to vote on next week. But before today's vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell met with White House lawyers to map out a strategy for a likely trial.
The leader of the Democrats in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, put out a stern statement aimed at McConnell saying, quote, every single senator will take an oath to render impartial justice. That's true, but Republicans point out that in the last impeachment trial, Democratic leaders coordinated with the Clinton White House, and today Democrats are coordinating with Democrats in the House. This is a trial, but it is also a highly political process.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl. The Supreme Court will hear the president's case to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private. A suspected cyber attack has shut down city government computers in New Orleans. Chief Information Officer Kim LeGrew says ransomware was detected.
The investigation will tell us exactly how the compromise happened. We don't know that yet, but none of our employees confirmed that they interacted with or provided any credentials or any information to possible attackers or ransomware.
There's no word yet when computers might be back online. Some Kentucky lawmakers want the state's attorney general to review pardons issued by former Governor Matt Bevin during his final hours in office.
Among Bevin's pardons, Micah Schodel, who'd been convicted of raping a 9-year-old girl. That child's mother, who did not want to be identified, says she struggled to tell her daughter.
It feels like we're going through it all over again.
Bevin said he didn't believe the victim's accusations were true and that the case relied more on testimony than physical evidence.
ABC's Lindsay Davis. Federal appeals courts ruled that Mississippi's ban on abortion at 15 weeks is unconstitutional. You're listening to ABC News.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
U.S. regulators have approved expanded use of a fish oil-based drug for preventing serious complications in high-risk patients taking cholesterol-lowering pills. Vascepa was approved years ago for people with high triglycerides. In Boston today, funeral services for Peter Frates, the former Boston College baseball player whose public battle with ALS helped make the Ice Bucket Challenge a phenomenon. An NFL team has cut one of its best players over a tweet and his response.
New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins used an offensive word in a tweet Wednesday when questioned about his stats. One day later, the 31-year-old explained his use of that word.
It's just part of my culture, part of my slang that I use. I wasn't calling nobody no name, like I said.
When reporters suggested that doesn't make his use of the word right, Jenkins said,
I never said it was right. I said it's a slang that I used back at home. I never said it was right.
Friday, the Giants waived Jenkins. Head coach Pat Shurmur said Jenkins' refusal to acknowledge the, quote, inappropriate and offensive language was the determining factor. Jenkins is now free to be claimed by any other NFL team. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
There are plenty of jokes about giving or getting a fruit cake for Christmas, but one Michigan family considers a family fruit cake from 1878, yes, 1878, an heirloom. The cake was baked by Fidelia Ford, but she died before serving it for the holiday, so her family's considered the work a legacy and has passed it down for 141 years. This is ABC News.
And this is Como News Radio, where the time is now 7:04. And as we do every 10 minutes on the fours, we bring you Como AAA traffic. And I am privileged to introduce, for I think what was my first time, Shane Cobain at the traffic desk.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to be here. I've got some better news for drivers that have been trying to get from Lacey up toward JBLM. That earlier car fire incident near the main gate is now clear and gone. Nothing left to look at there, but that left an 8-mile backup that begins around Marvin Road up to the south part of JBLM. We had two crashes on the Valley Freeway, one southbound at 212 that has cleared but left some slowing leaving Renton, and the other one there, 277th, is still blocking the toll lane, so you're backed up through Kent there. The 112th ramp to northbound 5 in South Everett has finally cleared, and a new crash in the Tukwila area, East 518 near 51st, or before you get to I-5, blocks the right lane. Our next Como traffic at 7:14.
Thanks for that, Shane. Now, meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell with your Como forecast.
Well, hi, everybody. Heading into a Friday night with holiday and Christmas parties galore. It's beautiful out there. It's drying out pretty nicely. Just a few pop-up showers here and there. Otherwise, we're trying for drying as we head into this big December weekend. If you still need to grab the tree or string up the holiday lights, you're in luck because the weather will cooperate. It does start clearing out little by little, but we lose the little bit of warmth we do have. Temperatures over in the weekend days, especially by Sunday, struggling to even cross 40 degrees. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
And right now, still plenty of clouds out there. 44 in Tacoma, 46 in Everett and Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Como Evening News.
7:06 now at Como News. Good evening to you. I'm Ryan Harrison for Art Sanders with the top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. A King County judge has dealt a blow to Tim Iman's fight for $30 car tabs. Como's Jeff Pogula with that story.
The judge denied Iman's request for outside counsel. The gubernatorial candidate has been accusing Attorney General Bob Ferguson of sabotaging the case by not doing his best to defend Initiative 976. Iman wanted the AG fired from the proceedings, but the judge denied that request. However, the judge granted intervener status to Iman and others, allowing them to become co-defendants in the case. In a statement, the AG's office says it's not surprised by the rulings. Tim Iman, though, says they came from a kangaroo court. 976 was passed by voters in November, but its constitutionality is being challenged, and the initiative has been put on hold while the courts consider the case. Jeff Pogula, Como News.
The state has been awarded $57.2 million for delays on the Highway 99 tunnel. A jury found that the delays were the contractor's fault and ordered Seattle Tunnel Partners to pay up. Construction on the tunnel was delayed for several years after the tunnel boring machine struck an 8-inch underground pipe, did some damage that took a couple of years to repair so that they could get back to work and dig in that tunnel. Well, you probably won't be seeing many e-scooters on sidewalks when they come to Seattle next year. The city published an environmental review this week that proposes the scooters be limited to 15 miles per hour and barred from sidewalks. They would be allowed in bike lanes. The city of Seattle has been working on a pilot scooter program for several months. The Third Avenue entrance of the King County Courthouse is scheduled to reopen Monday morning. Bill O'Neill with the latest.
The order from presiding Judge James Rogers comes days after the King County Council voted to allocate emergency funding aimed at better securing the area. The judge ordered the entrance closed after hearing several reports of court employees and members of the public being assaulted nearby. In a statement, Judge Rogers says the county's next budget must include the full-time opening of the 4th Avenue entrance. He also calls for a constant police presence on 3rd Avenue during business hours. Bill O'Neill, Como News.
A 14-year-old student brought around 200 rounds of ammunition to Shorecrest High School on Monday, and when Shoreline police detectives began to investigate, they got a judge to sign an extreme risk protection order, which allows them to search a home for guns and take them away. Sheriff Sergeant Ryan Abbott says they have no reason to believe any sort of school shooting was planned, and no one's been charged with a crime.
And it made the most sense to go over and try to remove these guns just so that in case something was to happen, we would be able to put a stop to it before it even became a plan.
Abbott tells us they took several rifles and handguns from the home, which the parents had locked in safes. Members of Congress were stunned to learn this week about the FAA's projection of 15 737 MAX crashes if the plane's flight control system wasn't fixed. Como's Charlie Harger tells us one professor thinks those estimates were too low.
Transportation Committee Chair Representative Peter DeFazio was visibly upset after the Wednesday hearing.
And I'm very disturbed that the head of safety came in to see me after that report was produced. He didn't mention it.
But MIT statistics professor Arnold Barnett tells Forbes he believes says the risk was 24 times worse than the FAA's estimate. He says the FAA should have grounded the plane immediately after the first crash, and the MCAS system at the time was simply too complicated for certain pilots. Boeing is revamping the MCAS system, and the company and the FAA say safety is the top priority. Charlie Harger, Como News.
Walla Walla University has suffered a major security breach. The Seventh-day Adventist school says their computers were targeted by ransomware and access to many of their systems is limited. Two outside groups have been hired to investigate the attack and fix the damage, but the school says classes should resume as scheduled January 6th. Como News time now, 7:10. It's time to check in at the Harley Exterior Sports Desk. Several unknowns as the Seahawks prepare to take on the Carolina Panthers this Sunday. More from Como's Bill Swartz.
The Hawks took flight this afternoon with questions about several starting players. Jadeveon Clowney's been sick all week. Michael Kendricks and Shaquille Griffin dealing with hamstring injuries. Sunday, Seattle plays the Carolina Panthers, a team without Cam Newton and a new interim head coach, Perry Fuel.
We're just going to have to go in mostly like it's an early game in the season of a new staff kind of thing, you know, and new play callers, you know, the tendencies that you gather from other, you know, we have all season long. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean much, you know.
Pete Carroll's Seahawks can clinch an NFC playoff spot with a win or a loss by the Rams or Vikings. It's a high of 19 degrees in Green Bay, Wisconsin for Sunday's Packers-Bears game. So cold, the team is offering free hot chocolate or cider to fans during the game. A terrific volleyball season continues for the Washington Husky women, today defeating Kentucky in the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16. So the Volley Dogs play number one seed Baylor in Waco, Texas early tomorrow afternoon. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz on the home of the Huskies, Como News.
Well, we all hear the word